O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. What shall I give you, Lord, in return for all your kindness? Glory to you for your love. Glory to you for your patience. Glory to you for forgiving us all our sins. Glory to you for coming to save our souls. Glory to you for your incarnation in the Virgin's womb. Glory to you for your bonds. Glory to you for receiving the cut of the lash. Glory to you for accepting mockery. Glory to you for your crucifixion. Glory to you for your burial. Glory to you for your resurrection. Glory to you that you were preached to all. Glory to you in whom they believed. Psalm 131. O Israel, trust in the Lord. O Lord, my heart is not proud. My eyes are not raised in haughty looks. I do not occupy myself with great matters, with things that are too high for me. But I have quieted and stilled my soul, like a weaned child on its mother's breast. So my soul is quieted within me. O Israel, trust in the Lord. From this time forth forevermore, O Israel, trust in the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God, calm and quieten our souls. Keep us humble and full of wonder, and trusting as we live in your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will never die.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to God the Father, who has reconciled all things to himself in Christ. For peace among the nations, that God may rid the world of violence and let peoples grow in justice and harmony. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who serve in public office, that they may work for the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Christian people everywhere, that we may joyfully proclaim and live our faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who suffer from hunger, sickness, or loneliness, that the presence of Christ may bring them health and wholeness. Lord, in your mercy, Hear our prayer. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God.
God be in my head and in my understanding. God be in my eyes and in my looking. God be in my mouth and in my speaking. God be in my heart and in my thinking. God be at mine end and at my departing. Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ dwell in our hearts by faith. Amen.